This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia unleashed a string of attacks on Monday against rail and fuel installations deep inside Ukraine, far from the front lines of Moscow's new eastern offensive, as Russia's top diplomat warned against provoking World War III and said the threat of a nuclear conflict should not be underestimated. The U.S., meanwhile, moved to rush more weaponry to Ukraine and said the assistance from the Western allies is making a difference in the two-month-old war. Russia is failing, Ukraine is succeeding, according to U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, a day after he and the U.S. Secretary of Defense made a bold visit to Kyiv to meet with the President, Volodymyr Zelensky. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is scheduled to visit Russia and Ukraine this week and expected to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday and with the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky later in Kyiv. At a news conference, the United Nations Deputy Spokesman for Ron Hawk says Secretary General Antonio Guterres hopes his meetings with the Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky are productive.
End goal is to have a halt to fighting and to have ways to improve the situation of the people in Ukraine, lessen the threat that they're under, and provide humanitarian aid towards them.
The Ukrainian leader, Zelensky, has criticized the Secretary General for visiting Moscow before going to Kyiv. Again, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is scheduled to visit Russia and Ukraine this week, Tuesday at Russia and later in Ukraine. There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. North Korea says leader Kim Jong-un has vowed to bolster his country's nuclear capability at maximum speed. The North's official Korean Central News Agency said Tuesday that Kim made the remarks during a military parade the previous night. KCNA cites Kim as saying that North Korea will continue to take steps to further bolster and develop its nuclear forces at the maximum speed. Kim's speech came as North Korea remains locked in a long-running diplomatic standoff with the United States over the North's nuclear program. In recent months, Kim carried out a spate of missile tests and what experts say was an attempt to pressure the U.S. to win sanctions relief and other concessions. For much of the past 2 years, America has been first in line for COVID-19 vaccines and treatments. Now, as drug makers develop the next generation of therapies, the White House is warning that if Congress does not act urgently, the U.S. will have to take a number. Already, the congressional stalemate over the virus funding has forced the federal government to curtail free treatment for the uninsured and to ration monoclonal antibody supplies. Biden administration officials are expressing increasing alarm that the U.S. is also losing out on critical opportunities to secure booster doses and new antiviral pills that could help the country maintain its reemerging sense of normalcy, even in the face of potential new variants and case spikes. One of America's most iconic sports cars is now going electric. We get more from VOA's Joe Ramsey.
U.S. carmaker General Motors announced Monday it is developing an electric version of its Chevy Corvette. The announcement comes as traditional automakers are in a race to produce more electric vehicles to compete with Tesla. GM has set a goal of overtaking Tesla in electric vehicle sales, and to achieve that, it plans to invest $35 billion in electric and autonomous vehicles by 2025. Although very popular with major manufacturers, electric vehicles currently only represent a small percentage of total car sales worldwide. In the electric sector, GM collaborates with Japanese carmaker Honda. At the beginning of April, they announced they would co-develop a new line of electric vehicles at affordable prices, with production due to begin in 2027. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
Recapping our top story, Russia has unleashed a string of attacks against rail and fuel installations deep inside Ukraine, far from the front lines of Moscow's new eastern offensive. Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is scheduled to visit Russia and Ukraine this week, and with the Russian president on Tuesday and the Ukrainian president later. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.